Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. You are listening to the Morning Shootaround, a daily 10-minute podcast series where we will discuss a wide range of topics relating to basketball, from the NBA all the way down to the youth basketball movement. So let's hop into the shootaround. I am Christian Barber, Pro Skills Basketball Marketing Manager, and joining me today is Chris Goodrum, PSB Charlotte Director. Welcome back to the podcast, Chris.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, man. First Morning Shootaround podcast we're doing here today. We want to talk about something here at Pro Skills. We kind of go by an acronym that we list out our core values, and that acronym is FOCUS. I want to talk today about the F in FOCUS, and for us, that stands for fun. You know, Chris, I want to ask you, what does fun mean to you, not only in your experience in the basketball world, but as well as what it means for Pro Skills Basketball and why fun is one of our five core values?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, we're going to talk about the other core values, but I can't adequately explain what fun is for me as it relates to Pro Skills without mentioning the other one. So fun, overcome, compete, unity, and sacrifice. For me, fun is kind of the undergirding for all of those, right? If you can't compete, if you can't overcome, if you can't have unity and sacrifice, if you don't have fun within any of that, you're not going to do it to the best of your ability. Because for me, to overcome a challenge or to compete on a certain level or to find unity or to sacrifice, you have to see the fun and you have to find fun through it all. And so for me, if you can't have fun through the pain, through the trials, through the boring process or through the repetition or the or early mornings, through the highs and the lows, then you're not going to get very far. And so fun is kind of the multiplier, the exponent, the raise to the certain power for all the other values that we have.
Yeah, you know, I think at Pro Skills, I think it's a major mission for us to make sure that everything our kids do, even to our parents and coaches, like, we want everyone to enjoy this. At the end of the day, it's a game. You know, basketball is a game, and I think that gets lost a lot, because to make it to a high level at this game, or even to just make it to the next level you're trying to get to, does take a tremendous amount of work. It takes hours put in. It takes that grind. But I think what we're trying to do, and the reason we're trying to run our organization, that's one of our values, we're trying to build upon that, is you've got to enjoy it. You know, you've got to enjoy this process. You've got to enjoy this grind. If you're not enjoying it, you know, what's the point? You know, life is short and we're all here. We got to make the best of it, and we got to find a way to enjoy this game and have fun while we're doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, so speaking to the tattoo that's on your arm, that, you know, when you talk about love, you have to be able to find joy. You have to be able to find a sense of love and passion for what you're doing, regardless of how far it's going to take you in life. If you're going to do something, have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. What maybe we could give some of our parents, players, anyone listening to this, kind of some tips, some kind of ways that they can find some enjoyment in the game. And I would say, you know, you've got to figure out what makes you happy within it. So, you know, some people love to see the ball go through the net. Some people love to get other players involved. Some people players love to rebound. Some players love to be in the game. But like for myself, if I was not in the game, I love bringing energy on the bench. I love high-fiving each other. I love, like, I genuinely, and, you know, not just for podcast sake, I enjoy encouraging my teammates. I'm always the first one, even if it's a missed shot, to say, hey, good shot, next one, we're good. You know, let's keep moving. I found a lot of enjoyment in the game, and not only pushing myself, but others around me to realize that, like, a mistake is okay. And when I'm coaching my fifth grade team here for Pro Skills, I try to instill that in them. Like, hey, we're here to enjoy this. We're going to compete. We're going to play hard. We're going to be unified. We're going to sacrifice for each other. But we are going to find a way to have some fun, you know, amongst this. And I think each player needs to figure out what is the element of the game that is fun for them. And I think, you know, scoring is fun for everyone. What's that next thing you can do for yourself and your team to find some joy in it? And I've always really genuinely found it fun to try to encourage other guys. Like, if I see a guy hang his head after a shot, I walk up, hit him on the shoulder. You're good, man. You're good. Next play. We're good. Next shot.
Yeah, for sure. So I would piggyback that with, as a coach, I find joy in my players on the bench beating me to what I'm about to tell the players on the court, right? So to your point, having an engaged bench, having players that are just sold out for their role at that current moment in time to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to exude fun and exude passion and being engaged by getting into my teammates, mm-hmm. right? And so everybody has a role, right? And so scorer, it's not a role. To score the basketball is an outcome to five guys on a court doing something together. Five guys playing a role, yeah. right? And so I would tell someone, what is your strength when it comes to basketball? Are you a hard-nosed defender? Mm-hmm. Do you throw your body on the line to box out? Are you the grind guy? Like, mm-hmm. hey, I'll go out and do whatever you need me to do. I'll die for a ball. I'll bust my butt to go get a ball. I'm not going to score, but my effort is going to help the other four players on the court then get the ball in the basket. And so to find fun in what you do on the court, you've got to figure out what you do really well on the yeah. court. Where are your strengths and stay in that yep. while also working during practices and workouts to enhance the areas of the game that you need to bring along and raise up to where your strengths are.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll piggyback on that. I have a thought coming up that I think in order to have fun in this game, you have to understand that it's a process. Mm-hmm. You have to come into it understanding that, you know, if you're just starting at a really young level, if you're a third, fourth grader, you're not going to be great. You're not going to have to, you're probably not going to have the proper mechanics of shooting. If you're a middle schooler, you're going to lack in defensive principles. If you're a high schooler, you might be behind in athleticism. But all of that is okay. I think coming into it with the understanding of like, hey, other guys are going to be maybe more athletic than me. Maybe they can shoot better. And being like, okay with that, then I think you can find some fun in like, okay, how do I catch them?
That's
okay,
good.
What do I need to work? What do I need to put in to get to that guy's level?
Yeah. So I've got a quote for any player and any parent, right? Comparison is the thief of joy, right? And so you're not, you shouldn't be comparing yourself to the guy who's better than you or who is not as good as you. You should compare yourself to the person you were the day before, right? So if you can get better by 1% every day, then 100 days from now, you're going to be 100% better than you were back then, right? And so stop comparing yourself to those guys or those players or, you know, those girls, if you're a female basketball player, and just compare yourself to the person you were yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you would find that the game is so much more joyful. And then for parents, a hot take would be stop comparing your child to your expectations of them. I know that it's stressful watching them play the game of basketball on the sidelines. Watch their faces. Engage with who they are as a player. See them at where they're at and find joy in just being along for their ride, not trying to push them past where you think they should be.
Yeah,
let
no,
the coach do his job.
For sure, and I'm not a parent. However, I'll you know, I'm 22, about to be 23, and I'll give the flip side of like recently being a child at youth sports. Like, you've got to understand, if it may be fun for your kid, it may not always be the most enjoyable experience for you on the side,
right.
but your kid may be having a blast. You may have thought coach should have run a high pick and roll last possession, but your kid had fun, you know, missing the corner three, but like he's enjoying what he's doing. I think finding a way to figure out what are they having fun doing
right.
would maybe help that perspective shift. You know, Chris, we're not trying to go too long here today. I'll kind of close out in conclusion here and say, I think what's exciting for me about being a part of this Pro Skills family is we have fun in the office, man. We have fun here on these podcasts. I truly think we are acting our culture in this way. We had a shooting contest here today.
Yeah.
Chris's son is in the office, Keegan. Shout out to Keegan, got a win in our shooting contest.
What's up, Keegs?
Here today. So, man, I think we're trying to have fun in everything we do, and we're kind of hoping that trickles down and that leading by example. You know, we're gonna have a good time and we're gonna be on our stuff while we're having a good time.
100%.
Yeah,
find the joy.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Absolutely.
Smile.
Hey, that's the shoot around.
I love it.
Love it. Cool. Well, we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Please tune in.
Catch us on the flippity flop.
Thank you for joining us for the morning shoot around. If you want to join in on the conversation you just heard or have a topic you would like us to discuss, please reach out and connect with us on our social media platforms at ProSkillsBasketball on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and at ProSkillsBball on Twitter. That concludes the shoot around. Stay tuned for more topics to come.